Community colleges used to have a reputation of being less academically serious than traditional four-year universities, but a lot has changed in the world of community college. Most importantly, academic standards have risen, as well as the qualifications of the teachers. The choice of community college versus university really depends on your overall plan for higher education. There are many benefits to begin your college career at a community college. The quality of education is comparable to traditional institutions of higher education. Tuition is more affordable, and the schedule is more flexible. Some students are still drawn to four-year universities, which offer many things a community college does not, including campus facilities, sports, and a more powerful student life. But as you'll see, community colleges are changing the landscape of higher education and offering students many more options in pursuing their degree. Most people attend two-year community colleges to fulfill their general education requirements and earn an associate's degree. This includes classes that focus on college-level reading and writing, mathematics, science, and social science. These general credits can be transferred to a four-year college to earn a bachelor's degree. Across the country, community colleges have worked to ensure that their associate's degree match the general education requirements of most universities, especially for the local ones. For this reason, it has never been easier for students to transfer credits between the two. Still, you want to make sure your credits will transfer before you begin community college studies, by talking to an academic advisor and confirm that when you're taking the right classes. You will need to have a plan beyond the first 2 years at a community college. Otherwise, you may end up repeating several classes once you transfer. Another crucial component to the community college experience is a small class size. You won't see many huge, crowded lectures, if any. Most community college classes have 20 students or fewer. This allows much more interaction and constructive discussion rather than one-sided monologue that is common in lower-level university classes. The small class sizes also contribute to the quality of the teaching as described. Professors in small classes are naturally compelled to make the learning process more engaging and interactive. Classroom discussions are more common and professors are generally more accessible to students. And with fewer papers and exams to grade, professors can give more feedback and develop personal relationships with the students. Compare this with the big public research universities. Many of the general education classes have similar curriculum to community colleges, but you will be attending plenty of crowded lectures, some containing more than 150 students, that are often taught by graduate students. Of course, there are exceptions to this, but it is a definite trend in universities. Things get better when you enter your major, but general classes tend to be the less intimate and engaging. Public and private universities are much more expensive. Lately, the rise in tuition has outpaced average inflation by a wide margin. At a public university, tuition can be up to $8,000. It's even higher at private universities. Add on other living expenses and their overall cost, also known as the sticker price, averages over $20,000. Across the board, community colleges are more flexible and affordable. The average tuition is half of that public university. Part of this is because community colleges are stripped down, avoiding things like big campus infrastructure and extracurricular programs that increase the overhead at large universities. Books and food still cost as much, but many community college students save money by living at home. Other than this, there won't be a huge difference in your living expense. But as the cost of tuition keeps rising around the country, more and more people are turning to community colleges to save money on their first 2 years of college. This is one area where large universities will always have community colleges beat. The community colleges don't invest as much in campus facilities, athletic programs, and student and club organizations. That makes it more affordable, but many students feel the need to have the college experience, which living in student dorms and participating in campus life. You won't find nearly as much of this culture at community colleges, and certainly not fraternities or sororities. but you may be surprised by some of the campuses in the nation's larger community colleges. Many have invested substantially in campus facilities like student centers, campus dining, computer labs, and state-of-the-art classrooms. By completing your general education requirements at community colleges, have several advantages over a four-year university. You will pay much less money to attend smaller and more flexible classes that provide the same equality education. You will miss out on some aspect of the college experience, but you will avoid a good chunk of student debt in the process. If you are dead set on attending a traditional university, you have the financial means and it can be rewarding, an experience that you'll never forget. But if you just want to get a good education and save money, you should explore community colleges in your area.